This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
This episode is brought to you by LifeLock. Not everyone is careful with your personal information, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the U.S. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year by visiting LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
Alexa, play The Rich Eisen Show.
Here's a station you might like.
All these games are getting leaked right now, Rich.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Stop leaking it. It's pissing me off. It's my job to make sure all 32 teams are talked about and our fan bases are up to date, entertained as possible.
Earlier on the show, NFL VP of Broadcast Planning, Mike North, still to come. Seahawks General Manager, John Schneider. Actor, Josh Duhamel. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, yes. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Just had a very nice chat with Josh Duhamel back in the green room. He's a handsome man and just a testament to my fortitude and
Josh
confidence.
Is back there? I didn't notice.
Just as a testament to all that, my wife, Susie Schuster, sitting in Chris Brockman's chair, and I am fine with you visiting Josh Duhamel in the green room and being happy that he's appearing on this program.
He's a lovely guy.
I feel I'm an unthreatened individual aging like the fine wine that I am. Okay? Is that covered? We good? Am I over protesting at this point?
I feel like he's writing a narrative that doesn't exist.
I'm not writing a narrative. Just calling it as I see it, which
you're
is what
starting
I do every
the
day.
Third hour it's by every, letting your audience
it's what
know.
I do. It's
He's
what
making
I do every
himself
day.
Feel better.
Listen, our next guest is a man who I've wanted to have on this show all the time. As a matter of fact, if there's any general manager in the National Football League who would say, I got to have this guy on, it would be him. I would say that all the time. John Schneider knows this, and he joins us right now from Seattle. Good to see you, John. How are you? Good to see you.
You too. Good to see you. How did it go with Adam? You guys have fun?
Well, here's the thing. He's referring to Adam Ray, the comedian Adam Ray. And as you know, I appeared with Adam Ray on the stage at the Comedy Store just a couple of Tuesdays ago. There he is. There's Kevin Nealon was there. John Stamos. Again, just proving I'm not shying away from hanging out with handsome men. I'm cool with it. And I walked into the green room area. And who is on the phone with Adam Ray? But John Schneider, who's currently on the screen, FaceTiming with Adam Ray. And I'm like, oh, that's right. Adam's a big Seattle Seahawk fan.
And, wait, somebody's got to be rich.
Yeah. I can't tell who the fans are when I'm around them, man. They're not loud enough. There's not enough of you. I get it. But at any rate.
Adam and I were just concerned, you know. We're concerned about you, you know, with the L.A. teams. And,
okay.
You know, gotta get a little love to the Northwest, man.
No, listen, and you know, I know Jeff Schaefer as well. Jeff Schaefer is my guy here in L.A. He's your guy as well. I understand that. But
He's
it was
my
great.
Buddy.
It was great with Adam. He's so funny. He's cool. So quick as Dr. Phil. He's the best, man. He's great.
Was it like a roast thing, or was he
just had me out and a bunch of other folks. He would interview us and I would hope I was funny, but it was good, man. It was good.
He threw out the first pitch the other night. Did you see that?
How do you do?
Yeah, Mariners. Yeah, we went to the Mariners. They were hosting the Yankees, and so you know he faked like he was getting hurt, and then they brought in Coach McDonald, and then he threw it.
So wait a minute. He did a bit. He didn't really throw. He did a bit.
He didn't really throw. Yeah, he got hurt. He actually got hurt on the mound, and then they brought in the relief pitcher. So they brought in Coach Mike.
That's kind of weak. Listen, it's weak that he did a bit. He didn't throw. But how did McDonald do? Did he throw a strike?
No, he's a former like star, highly recruited baseball player. He was awesome.
Okay.
Right down the pipe. Right down the pipe.
Okay, I like it. Sort of like his coaching style. You're right.
Exactly.
Kinda like that. See, good to see you, John.
You too.
What do you think of your schedule? What do you think of it?
Yeah, please. You know, we're not going overseas. Not back-to-back East Coast road trips, which is a big deal.
Right.
As you well know, living on the West Coast, and for all of us West Coast teams, we're always very concerned about, traveling back-to-back like that and whether or not you have to stay out there or fly all the way back. So it was a buys right in the middle. We liked it. We liked it. Exciting.
Yeah, week 8, right? You like a bye anywhere between week 8 and 12? Is that the sweet spot? Is that it pretty much for you?
Exactly. Able to reset your roster a little bit, see where you are from an injury standpoint. And just like that middle of the season kind of reset. And a couple of mini buys in there, too, that help out as well.
And then getting Sam Darnold underway right away in the division against a team that obviously that's kind of credited in a way, along with Minnesota, to get him and his career in a spot where someone like you would want to, enrich him in the way that you did. So I guess you kind of dig that, right? You get right into the division right away.
Yeah. And Coach Kubiak, Clint Kubiak, coached him down there in, he's our offensive coordinator now, coached him down there in San Fran. So, excited to get him in the mix and playing one of your arch rivals right away. So here we go.
Here we go. And then it won't take too long for you to see DK either, John, right? In the next week?
Yeah, week two, yeah.
You go and visit.
Hopefully one of those throwbacks they were talking about. It sounded kind of cool.
There they go, at Pittsburgh. So I guess, what are you willing to share about the departure of DK Metcalf and why you were at some point willing to depart with him? John.
Yeah, fair. DK and I had very open conversations last couple of years and about his future and what that looked like and what he wanted. We always had to do what's best for the organization first and foremost. That's what drives us. Everybody that throughout the National Football League that does what we do. And it was apparent that he wanted to move on. And so when we got back from the combine, we had some real clear, direct conversations. And at that point, decided it was probably best for both of us to move forward.
Was it a salary related thing, John?
No, it really wasn't. And it wasn't. It was interesting because it wasn't like animosity either. It was like, somebody's really, really, he really, really wanted a fresh start. And, it's not like, we went into the offseason thinking this would be a possibility, but he was just, He was pretty dug in on it. So ended up working out for both clubs, out for us, working out for Pittsburgh, and we wish him the best. He's a great guy and obviously a high-end competitor.
And the fact that Jackson Smith and Jigba had such a breakout season, I think it's fair to call it that, last year, does that give you – again, I'm wondering how that works into your mindset as a general manager when you're saying, okay – I just saw what the kid did. I know what DK wants. I know that there's not going to be any sort of middle ground, it appears. So let's do this.
Yeah, a part of it, but it's also, that does factor in, but it's also, when you're moving on from a talent like DK, it's important to be able to try to replenish that room. So being able to add, the speed with MVS and then, obviously, Cooper Kupp coming in, and the guy's a total role model, works his tail off. I know you know him real well, and he's been outstanding for that room and for the group out here, and especially for JSN, going into his third year. So, we're excited about the group. Drafted two guys that we're really excited about as well. So, along with the guys that have been here too. So, we're excited about that room.
I love that guy. I love Cooper Kupp. He's just a fascinating dude. Obviously, you brought him home. Right. That's number one. And his journey to being I know the word scrawny gets thrown around and it's not fair, but that's what he essentially was as a high schooler, just dreaming of doing what he's doing right now in the NFL. Super Bowl MVP. He comes from the division, yeah. And you can take him from another team and maybe have that chip on his shoulder utilized in your behalf. How much tank does he have left, John? That's the question.
Yeah, and really coming home. I mean, you know, and when you watch the film, you know, there were some durability questions there, you know, but you're watching the film, the play speed, quite honestly, is the same. And he's very confident in the way he takes care of his body. So, you know, bringing in with the people we have in the building, you know, with Sam Ramsden and David Strickland and the guys that, you know, Ivan Lewis and the guys that are always working with the players like that hands on. It's been a great experience so far. And he knows his body real well. And, you know, scrawny, I know what you're saying, you know, but holy cow, like I just left the field. Those guys were down there and guys are looking ripped.
I meant as a high schooler, as a kid that wasn't getting
any.
Right.
He wanted to go to UW. They didn't recruit him.
Yeah, right.
So he goes, I mean, it's great, great story.
Yeah, it's been kind of a journey for him that I'm sure he's so excited to be in the state of Washington. And your expectation level for Sam Darnold is what, John? What do you got for me here, Matt?
Yeah, very high, very high. You know, you can see the progress, as you stated, you know, getting with the group and, you know, Kyle and those guys in San Francisco, and then where Kevin and his group, you know, took it last year. He just keeps making really cool progress every year. And, you know, to have, you know, a system, you know, established system in place that he's played in and comfortable with is a big deal. And so, you know, great human, great competitor. He's been a great leader so far. I know you guys know him well, but excited to get him in the building as well as bringing Drew Locke back. You know, Drew's been an important part of our process as well here in the last several years. And it was part of a big trade we did with Denver several years ago. And just a person is a great personality and competitor to get back in the room as well. Jalen, too.
There's a reason why the word manager is in your title, John Schneider, because I imagine you got to manage things, not just the roster. You draft Jalen Milroe. The phrase I heard about him in the draft, John, from a bunch of evaluators was lottery ticket. That if you hit with this guy, you are going to hit the jackpot with him. And that he's going to need some time. You're going to have to coach him up. That makes sense, obviously, with a lot of rookie quarterbacks. But in terms of a ceiling, highest ceiling in the draft for a quarterback, that's all I heard. I wonder what your evaluation of Jalen is, John.
Yeah, obviously high ceiling. And, you know, all these guys that come in, you know, we had last year's class was kind of a unicorn, really. But all these guys coming in, it takes a minute now. It takes a lot of time for these guys to develop and, you know, get those pro reps. And several different coordinators, I think like three or four coordinators in college and several position coaches. So, again, getting him in a system where, you know, he can be comfortable and the staff's going to try to, you know, do some unique things with him, the offensive staff. And so, yeah, it's exciting. You know, when you're watching him, it's there's a lot of, you know, look, I was blessed to be around Brett Favre at a very young age, and there was a lot of wow and there was a lot of whoa, you know, with the pros.
I love it.
And so, you know, he's got like some of those wows and those woes, but then all of a sudden he takes off, you know, scoring from, you know, 50, 60, 70 yards and running 22 miles an hour with the ball in his hand too. So he's a special young man. He's been great so far. Everybody raved about the work ethic and the personality. And I don't know if you guys have interviewed him or not, but he's very engaged.
Loved him.
Very energetic.
John, when he came on at the end of the season in Alabama, he had me at hello. Loved him.
Oh,
loved talking to him. Loved everything about him. Totally understand why you'd want to have him as part of your franchise. No doubt about that. 100%. But another part of manager, though, is managing, you know, feelings, emotions, whatever. Did you have to give Darnold a heads up or what your plan is for Milroe? I mean, you just signed Sam there.
Coach. So Mike McDonald, you know, gave Sam a heads up when it was kind of, you know, within that period, is coming down the pike, like, hey, this isn't about you. You know, this is about acquiring an impact player, in our opinion. you know, where does the quarterback stuff go? We don't know how fast. And then, so Mike talked to Sam. I was able to communicate with Drew. And obviously we were communicating with Sam Howell all throughout the weekend as well. Sam Howell's a special person too.
Yeah, sure. Now he's on the Vikings as well. It's just a Milroe package. My last question for you there. That's what everyone's wondering. Do we see a Milroe package, John?
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun to watch to see how it plays out. You know, Coach Kubiak last year, those guys, you know, had Taysom down there. And one of the really attractive things, I know that Mike obviously felt this way too, Mike McDonald, was the way these guys utilized all the talent they had there, the variety of talent they had down in New Orleans last year. And they, you know, they really got decimated on their offensive line with injuries, but they did a really nice job of complementing and still being able to run the ball and move the ball the first several games. I think they were scoring, you know, 40 plus points, maybe the first two or three. It's gonna be really fun to see, you know, how this fits in. Challenging, sure, but I think it's gonna be fun to see.
I bet. And then some other draft choices, Gray Zabel, I loved him at the combine, and so did DJ Daniel Jeremiah. Loved Zabel, the North Dakota State guard. But Nick Emenwori, just to throw one out, he kind of looks and sounds and like he could have been playing for the Legion of Boom. Like this kind of fits. Yeah. The whole package that you know about, right?
You know? Yeah, we've heard that. We've heard that several times, and you know, not to put a lot of pressure on these guys.
I know that. But, I know.
Special group. Those guys, you know. So, but you know, regards to the combine, I mean, he basically had a historic combine down there for a guy that's, you know, 6'3", 222 pounds running. You know, I mean, it was phenomenal. And the thing that people don't realize too, Rich, is he's so young. I mean, he just turned 21, like, you know, 5 months ago, and, you know, came in there and, you know, started, I think he started right away. So he's just really getting going. I mean, really, like, you know, fourth year of big time ball coming up. So still, like, you know, very talented, but somewhat raw, you know.
Good to see you, John. This has been fun.
Yeah, you too.
It's been great. See, look at us. Look at us on the screen together.
And it's, you know, you're supporting the great Northwest, Pacific Northwest.
Yes.
It's,
yeah.
Yes.
You know me.
All your friends from the Pacific Northwest, Rich.
I got a ton of them. We have a lot of connective tissue, and it's always great to see your smiling face on the screen. Thanks for the time, John.
All right. Take care, brother.
You got it right back at you. That's John Schneider, the GM of the Seattle Seahawks, right here on the Rich Eisen Show right there. So lots to talk about there. I've got Josh Jumel coming out here. He's very happy that he's here because he wants to talk about his Minnesota Vikings. That's a lot of fun. Before we jump, I do have a top five list. I've got a top five list of under the radar week one games presented by Hyundai. Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Rich's top five.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Top five under the radar week one games presented by Hyundai. We just said goodbye to John Schneider of the Seattle Seahawks, the general manager up there. He's got a game on this list here, but we're starting with Raiders and Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Carroll going back to where he once belonged. Don't forget, the Jets were first on him, Pete. Remember, he was the youngest coach in the league back when he was a Jet, and then he left there, or the Jets said goodbye to him because the Jets don't know what's good for them until it bites them in the face sometimes. And then he goes to the Patriots. Then he goes to Seattle after USC in between.
Yeah.
Okay, Sue, sorry about that. But he's going back to where he once, one of the places he went back to where he once belonged. His first game as a Raider HC in New England. First game for Vrabel as the Patriots HC. Everybody thought when Brady took an ownership position in Vegas for the Raiders, they're absolutely going to hire Vrabel. Didn't happen. He goes back to New England instead. It's the Raiders that get Pete Carroll. I dig this game. Ashton Gentry's first game as a pro. This is going to be fun. Travion Henderson is in New England right now. It's going to be a fun one. Kind of under the radar to kick off Drake May versus Geno Smith. Geno back in the AFCs for a day as well. Number four on the list is the aforementioned Seahawks taking on the 49ers. And the reason why, listen, normally that is a significant game anyway, but it's under the radar when you're talking about Cowboys, Eagles. You're talking about Chargers and Chiefs in Brazil and the Bills and the Ravens, and you're talking about, you know, some other marquee events that are going to be going down on that day. Pittsburgh and the Jets, certainly if Aaron Rodgers is coming back. Sam Darnold going against the 49ers, who are credited with starting his career rehabilitation before he wound up in Minnesota, doing his thing now for the Seahawks, hopefully, for Seattle fans. Taking on the Niners in his first game in Seattle. This will be a lot of fun. Brock Purdy should be taking the field as a 50-some-odd million-dollar-a-year quarterback. Number three on this list. Always fun when the Bengals and Browns play one another. We all know that Browns fans like to remind Bengals fans who has Joe Burrow's number more than most. It is Chicago. It is Myles Garrett. It's going to be Mason Graham. Pardon me. Cleveland's going to have his number. And Mason Graham, Myles Garrett, the whole business coming for the Cincinnati Bengals. And the Bengals have always, as we know, started slowly. If they can just basically say, guess what? We are going to start fast and we're going to get rid of the Browns hex to start it. Pretty cool. Is it possible Shedeur Sanders starts this game instead of Joe Flacco on the screen? That would make this a little bit more off the under the radar, and it would be flat out on the radar screen if that happens. But for the moment, under the radar, number two on this list. Anything NFC South is always under the radar. Bucks and Falcons, as we all know, these were the two teams in the division that fighting for the crown last year. Michael Penix didn't get the start until very late last year. His first start this year against Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers. Let's go. Let's go. Folks won't be talking about it, but it is a big game to start the season. Number two on my under the radar week one games. Top of the flow chart, Mike Del Tufo. Whose house is it?
Rams house.
Against the Texans. Week one, and it'll be even under the radar on the network it's being aired on, because at the same time, it'll be the Packers and the Lions on CBS. Texans and Rams having at it. In week one in SoFi Stadium is my top under the radar game for week one of the 2025
season. One more. I did not know this.
Of course, it's Coopy the drop for us. I'm just going to be a man of my word. I was saying I can't wait to find out who's starting the season against the Jacksonville Jaguars, because I cannot wait for Travis Hunter's first game. And Travis Hunter's first game is against the Carolina Panthers. And Liam Cohen is the coach of this team. And a lot of people were like, why would they, where did he come from? He really wasn't on a lot of other people's lists. Mm-hmm. Same thing for Dave Canales in Carolina.
True.
The year before, when he came from the state of Florida, from the Tampa staff, where Liam Cohen's now the HC, and Canales is coming off of a terrific first season as the HC there, as the Panthers really overcame the benching of Bryce Young mm-hmm. to rehabilitate him in the season.
He turned it around.
He sure did. And so Panthers, Jaguars, and this will be the first game in which we see how many snaps Travis Hunter plays, because there will be no indication verbally or preseason otherwise for that. This will be the first time we see how it may work. Let's take a break. Josh Duhamel is here, people. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. In the NFL, there's zero margin for error. As we all know, one single mistake can change the outcome of a game, a season, livelihoods, my goodness. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number knows all of that and makes it their mission to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And thus, you get a Sleep Number bed, you get the same exact thing. I feel it all the time. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it does make the world of difference, because you can adjust your bed's firmness on your side differently than the other. And after working out for recovery, it's game changing. That's just one of the things that makes a Sleep Number bed so awesome. It's why 95% of Rams players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can use your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. He's the star of Ransom Canyon, available now for streaming on Netflix, which is available on Roku. He also has a new men's health and wellness company we're going to talk about. But he's also the star quarterback of Minot State University, ladies and gentlemen, Josh Duhamel. Back here on the show. Good to see you, Josh.
Hi, Rich.
How are you? Before the radio audience returns, let's sneak in a clip of Ransom Canyon. James Brolin is in it. Mika Kelly is in it. You are in it. Suze, would that work with you? Would that work with you if I told you that?
I feel like you're looking at Josh the same way Minka was looking at him.
Rich.
Am I wrong?
If someday I'm not broken, it'll be because of you.
You guys want to be alone? I can go home.
I want to hug it out right now. I haven't seen that. I didn't see the rest of that scene. Does it work?
It does. It takes a while. You know, he's a pretty crotchety dude.
Okay.
In the beginning.
Well, he's a rancher.
Well, he's also, you know, lost his son. He lost his wife. Sure. He's pretty, you know, he's been in a dark place for a while.
Your character in Ransom Canyon.
So, yeah. But you know what? The show really does... Mm-hmm. Feel like an old pair of jeans. It's an easy watch. It's really well written. April Blair and her team did an amazing job. The actors are fantastic in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very, very happy with it.
And it's on Netflix, which a few people have.
Yeah.
So congratulations on
Thank you.
You could see it right here on Roku. Josh Duhamel here on the Rich Eisen Show.
You guys should watch it tonight. Start binging it.
Well,
you and Susie over there.
We would do that, but this entire crew, reason why Brockman's not here, he's already left. This entire crew, we are after today's show, Josh Duhamel. You're a perfect person to talk to about this since you know both sides of the feud.
Yeah.
We are recording Celebrity Family Feud tomorrow against the Dan Patrick Show.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yeah. That's good TV right
there. It's good TV. Steve Harvey is going to be, at some point tomorrow, Steve Harvey is going to call everybody to action, and it's going to be me versus DP standing there for the first game.
Okay.
You know.
So what's Brockman doing, preparing for that?
No, he's at a charity golf tournament.
Okay.
Kevin
Or he's binging Ransom Canyon.
He could be binging Ransom Canyon. Yeah. He could be doing that right now. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping he is, for your sake.
Right, yeah, me too.
And so you know the DP show. You've been on that show multiple times.
I love you both.
Me too.
You know,
me too.
That's actually really, really good TV.
I mean,
you're both beloved.
Thank you, sir.
People in this business, you really are. Both you and Dan. So it's gonna be. I think you're gonna get. That's gonna be a highly watched show.
It'll be very competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who do you want to win?
Oh, don't
ask. Well, I'm here, so I have to say you,
ladies
right?
And gentlemen.
Yeah, see, John.
You are welcome.
No.
He'll be on the Dan Patrick Show next week, and he'll be, you know, you'll be a homer there, too. Yeah. I understand it.
Dan doesn't come back in the green room and say hello to me before show.
No, he doesn't, huh?
You do, and so does Susie.
You know what? We're very accommodating
people. I'm Team Eisen.
Attaboy. Very good. You're wearing a Timberwolves gear right now.
I just came in from... Minneapolis just before this, so I knew that we were doing the show.
You were there last night?
I was there last night.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you, Mike Solberg and Bell Bank. They have the most amazing seats, and they're so generous to us. They brought us, so I went and flew in last night for the game.
Damn.
But I had to get back here for this.
Okay.
So I said, I can do it, but I got to get it like on a 5 a.m. flight to get back, so here we are.
Look at you.
And the T-Wolves are moving on, man.
Dude. This looks real here.
I think they got a real shot.
Of course they do, to win it all.
I think so.
To win it all.
You know why? Can I tell you what my theory is?
Please.
Like the Knicks and maybe the Pacers, they're a scrappy bunch, man. You know, whether it's Randall or DiVincenzo, Anthony Edwards, of course, their star.
Yes.
They all got a dog in them. They play like tough basketball. And I think that that is, it's hard to, it's not, it's drought proof. You know, they're good shooters, but if they're not shooting well, they take that ball to the hole. They play nasty defense. Mm-hmm. I think that they have the kind of team that defensively can win it, and they can score in many different ways.
Well, and they also have last year as a roadmap. And by that, I mean, this isn't their first rodeo. And they know that last year wound up short of what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
And that might somehow, some way help in a final few minutes of a game or preparing for another one.
Yeah.
And it looks like, you know, with all due respect to Denver, that Oklahoma City would be up next, and they're going for their first time.
I don't want to face Denver.
No, I hear you, but you got Gobert to go up against Chet Holmgren. There's some matchups. Yeah. There's some matchups, you know, SGA and obviously your superstar guy and Anthony Edwards, who you got to love him.
I mean, I just love the dude.
The way
he talks,
the way he goes about his business, he's got that old school swagger.
I just love him. And I think that he's one of those guys that you know has to win. He's so good that he has to win. And now is the time that he has to go win one.
And he's telling everyone that too.
I really believe it. And I was at two games
here
in Minneapolis against the Lakers. Okay. That series.
You weren't here against the Lakers.
No, I've seen three games now with Solberg and Bell Bank over there. And
okay.
He's just like he's fearless. He got right up in LeBron's jock and was not afraid. And it was almost like there was a lull in the crowd. The team was a little bit stagnant at the time.
Right.
And he knew he had to do something. He just went up, he scored and went right up into LeBron's grill and provoked him. And it got everybody in the crowd fired up. And that's the kind of player he is. And then there's a lot of guys on that team that are like that. Naz Reid, you know, I love Jaden McDaniels. Mm-hmm. Quiet, but he's an assassin too. These guys are just nasty basketball players.
Do you keep mentioning the name of the guys who you're going to these games with because you really like them as friends? You're trying to secure Western Conference final tickets.
Exactly.
Right,
I want to keep going. So Solberg, if you hear this, if you're watching.
What are their names? Give it one more time.
Mike Solberg, Bell Bank, Julie Pearson Klein. Thank you very much for those seats last night.
There you go. I mean, there could be a finals. There could be NBA finals. We got to secure the seats.
Mama
man.
Never raised no dummy.
Josh Duhamel here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, you're wearing the hat, Gatlin. What is Gatlin? What is this?
So this is a company that we started. I'm very excited about. This is a men's and women's health, wellness, longevity company based on, you know, it was one of those things that I was hesitant at first to get into because I'd been doing TRT for like 5 years but didn't tell anybody about it.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy Fabian brought this idea to me, and I was like, you know what? Why am I being so secretive about it? Mm-hmm. You know, there's a big taboo around this stuff. And I think that once we can sort of start talking about, you know, how men of a certain age.
Why are you pointing at me and saying
that
way?
We're around the same age, I believe.
Josh.
You know, those T levels start to drop off, but they don't have to.
Okay.
And you can keep being that, you know, that same vigorous 35
my
year old
my wife
that you
is sitting
were.
Across the way while you're saying
I'm
this,
telling you, Susie, if he's not on it, just give it a shot. It works.
This is one of the toughest conversations you've had. It reminds me of when you were interviewing Tom Brady and you're like, that was the worst two shot I've ever had.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Where I was wearing Zegna and it looked like I was in a burlap sack next to him.
Basically, so. Josh is like, you need TRT.
Okay.
You need
I'm just
TRT.
Saying, you know, it's one of those things, you know, men's health, wellness, health month is coming up.
Sure. Okay.
Get your levels checked.
Okay.
I love that you're having this conversation because I think men are so afraid to have it.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with HRT for women.
Yeah.
And we talk about it all the time. And men don't. And why aren't they?
I don't know. And because we don't want to admit that, you know, we're falling off a bit. But it's okay. It is what it is. It happens. But you don't have to. You know, you can if you keep those T levels up, it changes your world. It really does.
I'm not falling anywhere.
No, I know you look great. You really do.
So if he takes Gatlin,
he might be one of those guys because he does look. You look better than you have in years.
Oh,
you're
doing this all the time right
you're
now.
You're doing something.
It's true.
Don't be afraid to talk about it.
If he takes this, will he talk to me the way you talk to Minka Kelly? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that wasn't me. That was the TRT.
Is that a subscription?
So you're saying, hold on a second, you're saying I'm broken.
No, I'm saying.
But if I'm put back together, it's because of
no,
you.
No, no, I'm saying you're looking better than you have in years.
Okay,
and
thank
you might
you.
Be doing something that you might be a little bit ashamed to talk about, Rich.
No.
Maybe now's the time.
I'm just, I love my wife's girl.
Susie's done.
So, at any rate, let's talk about those T-Wolves.
Let's talk about those T-Wolves.
How about those Timberwolves, everybody?
No, let's call them the TRT Wolves.
Is there anything you want to tell me, Rich?
No.
They're only on TV.
So glad you made that 5 a.m. flight, Josh. Josh Duhamel here on the Rich Eisen Show. How do we visit Gatlin.com for more information?
It's Gatlin.com.
G-A-T-L-A-N.
You know, and it's all telemedicine. It's all very easy. It's
okay.
Just one of those things that you can do under the shroud of darkness. You can blast it from the mountaintop, whatever it is. But we do make this very simple.
That's not a metaphor for anything, is it?
We offer,
blast it from the mountaintop?
We offer a lot of different things.
Okay.
You know, and it is, like, to Susie's point, it is important. You know, the women's market is just as big as the men's. You know, women are a little bit more, you know, apt to talk about it, but you know, our goal here is just to improve the lives of men everywhere.
Well, if I may,
oh boy,
on Women's Sports Now,
okay,
we have done a very deep dive exclusively here on Roku Channel. We've done a very deep dive into Women's Mental Health Month. We talk about all this stuff. And I think it would be great if you could help normalize this conversation,
yep,
because it should exist in both worlds. So I love the fact that you're here and that you're bringing it up and that you have a great product.
Mm.
Who cares? I think it's really important that men investigate this and normalize it.
Just get your levels checked, that's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're over 40 years old, chances are you got low TR, you got low testosterone.
Okay.
So
check it out.
Yeah, man.
Go to Gatlin.com for all that. What are you thinking about your Minnesota Vikings, sir? How about the news today that Caleb Williams met with Kevin O'Connell at the combine and told Dad, that's where I want to go?
I can't believe that just came out now. And why would he talk about that now? I don't understand.
Well, it's in a book.
Oh,
it's in a
I
book,
see.
And he spoke about it, you know, weeks, months ago, and you know, it's in a book. So then that book's coming out,
okay,
and in promotion of the book, that stuff, that team was spilled today. You know?
I see.
So that's why.
Hey, he's a hell of a quarterback. I think the Bears, if they manage him right, he's going to be scary.
Agreed.
I did see J.J. McCarthy and Justin Jefferson at the game last night, sitting next to each other. I'm excited to see what McCarthy's going to do for us.
That's four J's right there.
That is J.J. J.J.
That's it. J squared plus J squared equals.
And I was afraid. I wanted so badly to go say hi, but I didn't have the nerve.
Why wouldn't you? Do that.
I don't know,
so
man.
Crazy.
By the way, they're both like aces human beings that would love to have met you.
I know.
Let's get you. I mean, like Western Conference Finals.
Yay.
Yeah, and drop my name.
Okay.
Tell them I said hello.
I will.
And it'll open doors for you.
Have they been on the show?
Both of them.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, I'm a Michigan guy. So J.J. McCarthy, he knows I heart him forever.
So
and I'll
think,
say that.
So,
I just said it. And by the way, for the radio audience, I made a heart over my chest.
So you think he's legit?
100%.
I do too. I know he's a winner. I know that he. I know that
he lost one game since high school.
KO, really?
Yes.
KOC loves him, and that means a lot because that dude is the quarterback whisperer.
100%. Yes.
Looked a little small on the sidelines when
understand.
I was there at a couple games this
I got
year,
it.
But
I
you
got
know it.
It
doesn't really matter. I just want him to stay healthy and go win us a Super Bowl.
And he's already bonding with Justin Jefferson over watching the Timberwolves, huh? This look at you. Look at you. Now we just got to figure out how many wins they have, and that's my way of leading to this.
Are we doing that?
We are doing that.
Right.
You did this the last time. You came awful close. Nick Swardson spent, you know, he was dining out on this for like 3 months. But he nearly nailed their final record when he was saying that, what did he say? They were going to go 15-2, right?
And then lose
to the Las Vegas Aces
in the Super Bowl.
That's what he said.
Of course he's going to run wild with that. Of course he's going to say they win every game and then say, look, I'm a...
But he was almost right.
I know. Nobody saw that one coming.
I know, except Nick would say
except Nick Swardson.
Right. Okay, here we go.
I love Nick.
The first win-loss game, celebrity win-loss game. I called you a celebrity because you are, Josh Duhamel. Here we go. The Vikings schedule is there. It is. It's right in front of you there as well. At the Chicago Bears on Monday night to open the season. What happens?
We win that game.
All right. That's a win because, you know, JJ's from Illinois. So that's a home game.
Yeah.
Home for the Falcons on a Sunday night.
Who is it? Penix?
It's Penix.
Yeah,
by the way, JJ beat for a national championship.
Yeah, we win that one, too.
That's it. 2-0 home for the Bengals.
Home for the Bengals.
Skull chant.
I think we lose that one.
Ooh. Well, now you're in Dublin. You're going to, are you going to go to that game? That's on NFL Network.
I would love to.
When Ireland.
Is it? The 28th of September?
Yes, sir.
Probably not.
Okay.
Only because I think I'm...
You're working.
Yeah.
You're a working actor.
I try to be.
Home, so then you're in Dublin against the Steelers. What happened?
I think we win both those. Both of those in Europe, we win.
All right. So you're 2-0 in Europe. Means you're coming home
4-1 right now. Okay.
4-1 home against the Eagles. Yeah. This is the game you wanted to be in.
I think we go 4-2.
Okay, it's a loss. Then at the Chargers, you'll be at that one, I imagine.
I think we win that one.
That's 5-2 at the Lions.
I think we beat the Lions in Detroit.
6-2, home for the Ravens.
We're going to be slight underdogs there, but we're going to win that game.
6-2, home for the Ravens.
We win that one.
7-2, home for the Bears.
We win that one.
You sweep the Bears. 8-2 at the Packers.
We lose that one.
8-3 at the Seahawks.
We win that one.
You beat Sam Darnold, don't you?
Yeah.
All right. 9-3, home for the Commanders. What a schedule. Jeez.
Yeah, this is just a gauntlet, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's rough.
I think we beat them.
Woo!
And then we go. And then we go beat
11-3 at the Giants.
Then we go. Then we go beat New York.
12-3 home for the Lions on a Thursday night.
And I think we lose to Detroit.
Oh, okay. And then you're home for the Packers.
And then we beat Green Bay.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4 losses. You got them 13-4, Josh Duhamel. Okay.
What do you think? Is that?
He's what I think. I think they're
division
13-4.
It just all depends on
lofty.
What JJ does. You know,
I think he's a winner.
If he's as good as we think he could be, I think that we could go 13-4, not better.
They hit the line. They improved the line. They got Jordan Mason to help with the running game. Aaron Jones is back. You know, their defense is going to still be the same defense.
Did we get another running back or no?
Yes, Jordan Mason from San Francisco. And I don't know if you drafted one. I think you're going to have too many draft picks.
We made some big moves, though, on the offensive line.
No doubt.
I think that's going to be huge for us.
You basically took the Colts interior of the line and brought it and put them in purple. It's basically what they did. We'll see. I mean, 13-4. If they check their levels, maybe they'll be 14-3.
Well, I don't think these guys can check their levels yet. That might be cheating. But we can. We're not professional athletes.
My bad. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
You got one more segment in you?
I'll do whatever.
Because we're about to practice for the Family Feud.
Okay.
And Brockman is not here. Do you want to play?
I would love to do
it. Okay, here we go.
So Suze
is
going to
have
Patrick?
The game. You don't have to be Dan. You're just going to be part of our
crew. Where am I, Steve Perry?
Huh?
Or Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey is going to be Steve Harvey.
You could be if you want.
No. He could be Steve Harvey. You'll be Steve Harvey. Brockman's not here.
Right.
So we need a fifth. Yeah. He'll play with us.
Or you could bring him with you and have him sub in for Brockman.
Oh.
That would freak Dan out.
Oh, that would freak Dan out.
I'm a utility guy. I'll do whatever you need.
He would complain.
He'd be so mad.
But, you know, Brockman's our guy, though.
I know. Seriously.
If he's Steve Perry, though, we'd welcome him with open arms.
Look at you.
All right, we'll take a break. Josh Duhamel's going to finish the show with us because he's a prince.
I'll tell people this. Troy, Emmett, me, we've never had a falling out, never had an argument, never had a fight, because we knew what it was like building it from the bottom.
And that's the thing that made us as good as we were. Mm. We all knew what the mission was, and we all bought into the game plan of transforming an organization from 1-15 to a championship organization. And Jimmy was at the helm of it. I knew once I got there what the expectations were going to be. I just did not know how difficult it was going to be to get all of that together. But through that whole entire process, we grew together. We matured together. We played at a high level together, and we lost together. We went through a lot together. Mm-hmm. And so that team itself was built inside out. And it was built to go out and destroy whatever it was in front of. Now, we competed at the highest level amongst ourselves, which made us ready for anybody and anything that was out there. That's why we were different. So people look at us and they ask us, how about the current Cowboys? They ain't going through this.
Right.
They haven't had to deal with the 115. Like. They don't even know what it's like.
And even if they go through the 115, I don't mind some of Jimmy old tricks. You know, when we lost in Washington, we should have won the game. We lost in Washington. That poor lady was trying to feed us on the airplane. Jimmy said, you take that damn food and put it away.
Put it away.
If they were hungry, they should have ate on the football field. And every away game, every away game, we get late in the game. I used to come to the line and say, are we going to eat or not? We going to eat or not? Because y'all know y'all lose this game. Ain't no food being served on that thing. You know. So
play for your supper?
Right. What? You eat 5 hours before the game.
Yeah.
Just that you eat 5 hours before the game every day. So now you play the game. You exhaust. Everything's gone. You want some food. You want some food. And if you didn't win that game, ain't no food.
Want no party in
either. Well, nothing. You got to ride the plane like
that. The plane was quiet. Whole
nobody
time back.
Said a word.
I'd never forget the one time we did lose to Washington, but we was coming back. We may have been coming back from D.C., and there was a little noise on the plane.
Boy, Jimmy went off.
He came back there.
Went off. I felt bad.
He had just got done watching the live feed.
Dude.
He came back there, man, and Robert.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody heads on the block.
Yeah. I'm not going to call out no names,
right. But it was everybody. Everybody heads on the block. Shut up and shut out.
But I'm going to cut you. You say another word, I'm going to cut you before the plane lands.
He said that?
We sit back there like this.
Damn. So you get the fourth quarter, you're like, Joker, what y'all going to do now?
We talking like
you get whoop these jokers, or we going to deal with that joker. Let's go. And it was always easy, just whoop their ass. And get on that plane and get us some to eat.
Exactly.
You know,
it's one of those things where you were to go outside and whoop somebody behind and then come back to the house and say, Mama, we did what we needed to do.
Can
we get something to eat now?
Happy 56th birthday to Emmett Smith, and a special hello to the first guest on Friday's Rich Eisen Show and the Women's Sports Now Takeover, Michael Irvin.
Woo.
That is pretty damn fun news to pass along. That's Friday's show. Josh Duhamel, kind enough to stick around here to help us one last shot at doing Celebrity Family Feud to get ready. Susie, you're the Steve Harvey of this venture.
Suze Harvey.
Chris Brockman is not here, so you're going to go second,
okay,
in the order. Suze, you have the floor. Go ahead and hit it. Jay Felly's in the spot. We're all here.
You guys ready?
Let's do it.
Stay ready.
You guys have got to take this seriously. Focus. Okay, ready?
Let's go. Yes.
Stay ready.
Top six answers on the board.
This
name
is our
something.
Training camp.
I want to make sure Del Tufo doesn't cheat.
I know.
Name something that might make you suspect your new house is haunted.
Strange noises.
Number one answer.
Okay, great. So now you're up next, Josh. What would be on this list? What do you got? What do you say?
Oh, God.
What'd you say? You just got it in. What'd you say?
Plates moved.
Plate moving.
Oh, number two.
Yes.
Moving objects.
Yeah, you got it.
You just got
TJ.
It in.
TJ.
Doors slamming.
Doors slamming. You guys.
Look at guys. Mike. See, I'm in the bad spot.
What do you mean
you're in the bad spot?
I don't know why.
Go for it, Mike.
In the spot.
Keep going. We got this. Focus. You're good.
There's lots of spiders.
Spiders. Are there lots of spiders in this
and
haunted house?
Like weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jay Felly.
I'm going to say weird shadows.
Weird shadows.
He's gonna give it to you.
Wow.
What is it?
What would that be? Flickering lights?
What okay.
Is that?
All right.
Yeah, I don't think they give him that one.
Okay. We're gonna give it.
Guys, weird odors.
No.
I'm almost said that.
You're gonna go again?
Yes.
Oh, I'm gonna
keep going.
So you got one more.
Weird odors.
Let's sneak in one more.
No, come on. There's one more.
What is it?
You see an actual ghost.
Come on.
Ghost.
You see an actual ghost.
That's what he would have said. He would have said that next. One more minute.
Was that the answer?
Yes, ghosts.
Yep. Okay, let's go. Name something you'd hate to see an out of order sign on. Top four answers on the board.
A what? Say it again.
Name something you'd hate to see an out of order sign on.
An elevator.
What number?
What
That's
is it?
Three.
Number three. What do you think?
A commercial airline.
That's not on the board.
Okay. TJ.
After some food, I'd say a restaurant.
I mean, a restaurant bathroom is
a
what
bathroom. Top okay answer.
Okay, great.
Two that's not fair. Guys, that was TJ's answers.
TJ, no, it's what he meant. 30 seconds, Mike.
Rental car.
Rental car. That's no good.
Jay, so not on the board.
I'm going to say gas station.
Gas station.
Nope.
What is it? That's three strikes. We're out.
We stuck. Try one more?
We got one more, right?
Other thing, a bathroom, whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
Out of order. A bathroom, an elevator.
I don't know.
An escalator.
What do you got?
An ATM.
An ATM.
Oh.
All right. Josh Duhamel is going to finish up this show on the Roku channel. Wish us luck, people. I think we need it. Go get him. Yeah. Go get him. You guys got this.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. The Mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
Take my 30 years of experience. Take the wisdom and knowledge I've learned from the failures when I got sent down my rookie year, all the injuries I had to overcome. Your mind is the most important tool you have in life. Be relentless. Keep charging. It matters how you talk to yourself, how you look at the world. That matters. We talk about that. I don't know. I'm fired up. Baseball's back, and it's going to be incredible. I love it.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.